Hello, welcome to Healthy Trends, your alternative radio on the mind, body, and spirit. And thanks for tuning in again to AdviceRadio.com. I am your host, Rommel Aksibal. Let's welcome Farmer Steve back to our show. Welcome again, Steve, to Healthy Trends. Okay, now you spoke something like about the oil. You said about your popcorn, there's really no oil there, and what it does, if you're using regular popcorn.
Well, that's another very important factor. If you buy any microwave popcorn at the grocery store, typically it'll have the flavoring and so on will be mixed in with partially hydrogenated oil. Of course, pretty much. I'm sure most of your listeners know that partially hydrogenated oils are not good for us.
Not at all.
The trans fats are bad. You know, what they do is it's an oil that's solid at room temperature, and it doesn't go bad, and that's why the industry uses it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say microwave popcorn doesn't have to be refrigerated in the refrigerated section if it had, you know, real oil or butter on it.
Mm-hmm.
We produce our popcorn without any oil at all.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get microwave popcorn. It just has popcorn and salt, and it pops up fine. Of course, my wife Debbie and I were getting into, we decided, okay, let's do microwave popcorn because that's what people want. They need the convenience of the microwave popcorn. But how are we going to do that organically? And the first thing we ran into that was a giant problem was the people who packaged the popcorn said, well, you can't do it without partially hydrogenated oils. The popcorn won't pop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we did a lot of research and talked to a lot of experts and found that we could do it without oil.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to pay very close attention to the moisture content of our popcorn and the size of our kernels. It's much more work to do it without the oil. We have to get everything just perfect for popping. But it can be done, and we're doing it. And with our microwave popcorn, you don't get the partially hydrogenated oils and the trans fats. You're getting a benefit from not getting that fat, but you're also getting a benefit because the oils are a carrier of a lot of these chemicals.
Mm.
A lot of the chemicals that they're finding in the popcorn are chemicals that are what we call fat soluble. So they're soluble in those oils. And once you get it into the oil, it's hard to get rid of it. The same thing then when you eat those oils, and those contaminants get into your body, and they're also soluble in your own body fat, and then it's very hard to get them out of your body. But we just think it's, you know, a great thing that we're doing to have popcorn without oil, and to put a good quality food out there. Popcorn is a very popular snack these days.
Very much.
You know, I of course, I'm biased. I'm Farmer Steve. I say a bag a day keeps the doctor away.
Uh-huh.
we do think it's a good thing.